not have a bill. Carl Albert suggested we try to get up some kind of language that would be that would be possible even if we didn't agree. And this language, and it's much longer than that. The whole language, their part of the bill says, funds provided herein may be used by the Export-Import Bank to either guarantee the payment of any obligation herein after concurred by any communist country as defined in Section 620F of the Foreign Assistance Act 61, or in any agency or national thereof, or in any other way to participate in the extension of credit to any such country, agency, or national in connection with the purchase of any product by such country, agency, or national, only when the President shall determine that such guarantee of participation in the extension of credit is in the national interest. So that makes me certify.
Just a moment. Get on that other phone, John. That story. What about the money?
The money.
That story's on now.
McCormick says that he's going to get Passman. He doesn't want to say where it came from, but he's going to get Passman to initial a statement that he will agree to $300 million supplemental. Pastore suggested earlier today he was chairman of supplemental.
I wouldn't trust that son of a bitch.
I don't trust him either, but what else can you do?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. President. That's
what, else can you do? Then he gives us the $3 billion plus $31 million deobligated, plus $15 million Cambodia, that's not in the House bill, which is $3 billion and $46
million. What is this?
And 46 million.
Yeah, 3 billion, 46 million.
And then the 209, which is 3 billion and 255.
Yeah.
And then he agrees to give us 300 million supplemental. Now, John gets him to agree to this language I just read you.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what Pastore and Humphrey and them were talking. It's a permissive language. You see, the language now says no funds provided may be used.
Right.
So we just start with, say, funds provided herein may be used.
Not to herein, funds.
Yeah, that's the way their language is, and the lawyers over there hold that the word herein, that it is in herein. Our lawyers say that they're wrong, but we don't want to argue with them anymore than we have to. So we think if we say herein, and then the none herein, that lets us out too, you see.
Yeah, but Mr. President, they're going to take this thing back to the House for a vote.
I'm afraid so, but John,
I'm sure they got a quorum there. And as far, I called McCormick a half an hour ago, and I wanted to quit.
No, don't quit.
Well,
don't.
All right.
Funds provided herein may be used. You see, their language says no funds, so you cut out no.
That's right.
And funds provided herein may be used, and then this other is gobbledygook, only when the President shall determine.
Yeah.
That such guarantee of participation in the extension of credit is in the national interest. Now, that is not the best language, but that's the best we can get out of this kind of a situation.
And are you satisfied with it?
Well, yes, I have to be.
Circumstances?
Have to be, Mac. Have to. We're living like just like I'm satisfied with Russia. I'm not satisfied, but
the thing is, I hate like hell for you to demean yourself, and I hate like hell to bow to this. So
I know you do, but you're a good man, and you've got to learn that you haven't got many men like you in the world, and some of them are like Passman. And what you have to do is we got to live in this world just like we have to live with Russia.
And otherwise, his will splash over on you.
But this is if Johnny is head of supplemental,
yeah,
I get the budget to send it up in a budget item,
yeah,
and John McCormick and Carl Albert are fired, and he has initialed it,
yeah,
then if we have to, we'll just go out on the floor and say to him, and we'll be better able to fight. Now, here's the terrible thing about it. You know, you were down here the other day, Mike, when I talked to you about recognition in a couple of these countries.
Yes.
You know that yesterday I got a real problem, a real communist problem, shipping arms and other things into other countries. And you know about that one.
Yes.
Then this morning I've got one on one of the biggest countries going completely leftish. And they all say we're 400 million short on military aid, and we're hiring the Greeks and the Turks and the Paks and the Vietnamese and the Koreans to do our fighting for us, and they can do it a lot cheaper with them than we can with their own soldiers. So they're going to have to put money in our defense budget to take up for that. Now, all these things they say to us, so I don't understand quite why they give Kennedy $3.9 billion. And with these things worse, they make us go to $3 billion.
Yeah.
But we have to do it, and we'll just have to hope we get to 300. And I think it puts us under a terrible spot in an election year to have all these troubles arising and having nothing in the bank to do anything about.
Yeah.
But it's those boys are running too, and of course it's not going to hurt Passman in
down
now, but if we have another Cuba like we had at that election, or we have some things like this because we haven't had the tools to deal with them, why, Mike, I came to my bed the other night at 11:15, and there was some night reading on it from the National Security Council, and it had two allotments for $65 million each. And I came down the next day, and I overrode the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense and the Security Council and said, I can't make them until this foreign aid bill comes in and tells me how much I got. I'm not gonna advocate on this resolution here because it's too dangerous. Now, very frankly, I'm going to have to cut out both of them. And they involve two rather important countries, but they say we can save them by putting in $65 million each. Well, now, we just haven't got it in military assistance. We have $400 million less than we had. But I think you ought to tell those senators that we gave Kennedy $3 billion. And he was a pretty successful president and had a good deal of experience, 3 years of it. I'm a new one. I'm a green one. And they couldn't meet a threat.
And that's the argument we made.
And nobody could have explained a better story, Mr. President.
I know it.
We'll follow them out and we'll do it.
Good. God bless you. Well, everybody told me...
One thing more, Mr. President.
Everybody told me, Spencer Holland told me he's calling about a Florida ship canal. He said you did the best job that anybody could ever done in the conference, Sean.
Yeah. Well, are we at liberty to say that this meets with your approval once we've done it? I think it would be good to say that, so it won't show that we capitulated.
Well, I think we ought to say that, I don't think you ought to say it meets my approval, because it really doesn't. It just means it's something we'll have to get along with.
We'll do it ourselves.
All right. Okay.
All right. Okay, Mr. President.
Okay. Let me know what happens.
All right. Bye.